Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting live to you in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Oh, man, I am so tired. I shouldn't say that, but I am. Oh, man. I actually decided to rest my eyes a bit before the show started, and I actually fell asleep, which is a nice change. I don't normally take naps, because when I do, no matter what time in the day, I always end up having a trouble time going back to sleep later at night. But, oh well. I think it's fine, though, considering this is the weekend that's starting, even though I do need to go grocery shopping this weekend. Okie dokie. Yeah. Anyways, how much time? Yeah, okay. Oh, man. Weird to be waking up and then doing a radio show, you know? All right, enough talking about that. I'm being rude because I'm sure you guys didn't expect to be listening to my radio show. So how are you all doing today? I'm having a slightly irritable day because, I guess I had a little rough time at work today. Again, I'm kind of having trouble. I'm still having trouble with this one coworker, and we actually have a new employee that joined us this week, or at least they knew at our location, I should say. I don't know if she's actually new in the in the Wendy's business or not, because I actually tried helping her at one point, and she said she didn't want any help, and I don't know. She and I kind of got off on the wrong foot, I think, on her first day here this week. I need to talk to her, explain things. But I don't think it's going to last long, though, anyways, because yesterday I picked up an application to a place that I think I would do really well working at, because my sister suggested the place, and she says I should probably act fast, considering the college semester is starting soon. Because, you know, college students will want jobs and all that, and they'll want it to be nearby and all that jazz. So, because I'm actually thinking of having a job that's downtown, actually a location that I can walk to rather than having to use a city bus. Because it's just too much of a hassle to be using a city bus to work. As much as I love talking to some of the drivers and some of the passengers, I don't do it anymore. I'm becoming a lazy butt. But getting a job that's downtown wouldn't make me a lazy butt. I'd actually be walking to work, which would be super nice. Even in the winter, because good grief. There are certain days in the winter where I can't use a city bus. So, my back itches so much. I had an appointment yesterday to get my back cleaned up. I probably shouldn't say this either, but I've been having the same appointment for over a year, I think, and it's basically to clean up the acne that I have on my back, because I can't really just go to a neighbor and ask them to pop the pimples for me, you know? So it actually turns out that I'm getting acne on my back, or acne everywhere on my body, because my gut isn't working properly. So because of that, I'm actually going to this place that gives me a microdermabrasion, and It's actually really nice. It kind of feels like a massage, even though it technically isn't. But the treatment is really nice, and it's been helping me a lot. Of course, you know, doing this, she also wants me to do, she also wants me to use a certain thing when I shower, and it's actually been helping a lot. I think the microdermabrasion is just to, you know, clean everything off and make sure it's clean and sparkly for me. And it's a really nice treatment, and it helps me a lot. But there are times certain times when the microdermabrasion makes my back peel. And it's a good thing that it's peeling, but it's super annoying and it's super itchy. It's like having a sunburn without the actual sunburn. The after sunburn without the sunburn. Good grief. All right, so I'm kind of already in a little bit. I might as well start talking about the book, considering I've been talking for almost 7 minutes. So how long can I talk? Okay, I have a few minutes to actually brief you guys on the book. I'm stupid. I should have paid attention to the time. Anyways, yeah, okay. So what happened today, today we are reading Not a Family Trait. I'm going to be reading that until October, I believe, mid-October. I'm not positive. I need to do the math again just because, of course, I do have, three radio shows to make up for, one of them book reading and two of them Dancing Mondays. So I'm going to figure out what I can do for those two Dancing Mondays. But for the book, for the makeup, for the book reading, I think I'm going to do another one. I said I was going to do it this Wednesday, but I didn't, just because I forgot that I'm doing band rehearsals with my family. Anyways, sorry, book. The book we're reading is Not a Family Trait, and it's not part of the Nessus World book set, which I keep saying to everyone. So, oh man, I wish I did the math properly on my timing. 20, yeah, I think that might be, whatever. Anyways, I just got in kind of hurry about the book. Not a Family Trait is about this young girl named Melissa, and her mom died of, I think it was cancer. I forgot what the backstory was for her mom, but, She fell out of a window on the second story of her house, which caused her to have a near death. Well, she pretty much did die, but her mom brought her back from that death. She had a feeling that Melissa wasn't ready to die, and then she finds out why, because Melissa ends up seeing her mom as a ghost. And she actually helps her mom cross over to the other side. And then after that, she ends up seeing a ghost, I think. Yeah, she ends up... Wait, is that... No, she didn't see another ghost. But she learned about this one person. Okay, yeah, no, I need to stop talking. But she ends up helping her mom cross over, as I said. And I actually ended it with her school principal talking to her because she seems not like herself. And it's because her mom is actually gone for good. Like, there's no spirit of her watching her. So I'm going to go ahead and start it from there. Did something happen at home, dear? The principal asked. Is your father hurting you in any way? That snapped Melissa into place. Her neck turned so abruptly that it popped. Her eyes widened. Her eyes wide in shock.
No, he would never,
she whispered hotly.
Dad would never hurt me.
Then what is going on, Miss Garrison? It stayed quiet for a few moments before Melissa replied.
I saw my mom.
I'm sorry to say, my dear, but your mom is dead.
I know, she whispered. But I saw her, and I don't know why or how, but I did.
Melissa, that's not funny.
How is it funny?
She looked her principal in the eyes.
Mom spoke to me, says she knew why I have trouble in English.
Oh, really? Her principal raised a brow. You know, your English teacher has told me that your grade is slipping. I was wondering what you could tell me about it. Melissa ignored that. She continued what she intended on saying.
When my mom brought it up, she said she had the same trouble too.
She shook her head lightly.
That it was something that ran in the family. It was a weird name too.
Melissa tried to remember.
Dyslexia?
Dyslexia? The principal corrected. Melissa gasped and nodded fervently.
Do you know what that is, Miss Garrison? Not really, no,
she said, shaking her head. While she looked down, the principal sighed. Melissa narrowed her brows at the woman. It is a reading disorder. Your brain has trouble recognizing and processing certain symbols and letters. Dyslexia has become a very common disorder these days. With your dad's permission, I'd like to do some tests, make certain if you do have dyslexia.
You don't believe me? But my mom... You must have been dreaming, Miss Garrison.
Your mom, rest her soul, is dead. There's no way you could have seen her. Ghosts are not real, and certainly zombies are not real either. The principal sent her back to class. By lunchtime, half her student class had spread rumors. A student overheard the principal talking to her secretary.
Is it true? Is it true?
Luna rushed, after sitting next to Melissa.
What?
She asked in confusion.
That you have a disability,
Cheyenne said, sitting down as well.
Disability? What are you talking about?
Her brows narrowed. That would be a condition that limits someone's movements, senses, or activities, Terry explained as he sat with the girls. I had to look it up. Melissa glanced at him.
What does that even mean, Terry?
She lightly shook her head.
My uncle has dyslexia,
Cheyenne said. Luna snorted. Yeah,
and doesn't your aunt have some sort of other... Autism, and those two are completely different disabilities. Mom and Dad make sure I learn all kinds of things about the big bad world.
What's so bad about it? Luna asked.
We get to watch Disney and Nickelodeon Kids. I'm in heaven.
Heaven? Really? Melissa rolled her eyes. She scoffed. I would rather be outside than watch TV. It's so boring. Melissa went back to eating her lunch.
That afternoon, when she got home from soccer practice, she heard her father calling for her. She headed to the study and bumped into her nanny. They said hello to each other before she continued to Quinn's study.
Hey, Millie Belly, I got a call from your principal today.
Yeah, Daddy?
I need to talk to you about your mother.
And I need to talk to you about English. What about my mother?
Well, what about your English class?
He asked with narrowed brows. He pulled himself closer to his table, facing her.
Dad!
Your principal told me that you saw Morin, your mother.
He observed her as she nodded honestly. Quinn scoffed and sighed.
That's not possible, sweetie.
I saw her, Dad. She was in the hall upstairs. She told me about the trouble she had, too.
Oh, wait, sorry, I said that wrong.
She told me about the trouble she had, too.
What trouble? He narrowed his brows, but for a split second. You know what? No. She couldn't have been in the house, Melissa. Morin has been dead for 6 months. It's not possible.
I saw her.
Quinn sighed heavily. He glared at her.
Melissa.
She crossed her arms stubbornly.
He scoffed in frustration. Tell me about the English class.
I've been having trouble with it for a while.
She gulped nervously.
The letters keep switching on me. Principal wants me to do tests for dyslexia.
She saw her dad close his eyes.
What?
Your mom had the same thing. Melissa said nothing. She didn't like making her dad angry, which hardly ever happened. All right, I'll talk to the principal about it. He rubbed his forehead. Go on now. I'm getting a headache. She nodded and left his study. Melissa realized, while leaving, that no one believed her. She didn't like being told what she saw never happened, that it couldn't happen. She believed something had to be wrong with her if they were right. With wandering thoughts, she ended up walking to her brother's room. Miles was playing his acoustic guitar while he laid in his bed. Melissa knocked on his door. Come in. When he saw her entering, he smiled. Hey, Mel, how was school? As she sat on his bed, she frowned.
Everyone made fun of me.
Miles plucked a chord that sounded wrong to her. He put his guitar aside to pay attention. What happened?
Someone found out this disorder I do have. They made rumors to make fun.
That's not nice. She agreed. Did you tell someone? Melissa shook her head. Wait, disorder? Melissa, how would you know what that word means?
I don't. The principal told me what this...
She scoffed at her difficulty of saying the word.
Dyslexia is... I seem to have that. Makes me hard to learn in my classes.
Gosh, why am I stuttering today? Wow, dyslexia? He shook his head in shock. Why didn't you tell me? Or Dad? We could have helped.
I was too nervous. Too scared you might think I was...
Miles hugged her warmly.
I'm sorry.
She hugged back. Just remember, we'll never judge you.
Wish everyone else didn't. Dad thinks ghosts don't exist.
Whoa, how do ghosts fit in? His brows narrowed in confusion. She glanced at his face. She saw his bewildered and confused expressions. Melissa sighed and stood from his bed.
Never mind,
she whispered before leaving Miles' room. After dinner, Melissa almost finished on her homework, as she only had English left. Reading it really was difficult. Not only did letters switch on her, some of them changed to symbols. That confused her. Why would a dumdol D sting a doy? Melissa didn't know anything about process of elimination. Frustrated, she put it away and got ready for bed. She concentrated on brushing her teeth. Melissa didn't pay attention to the steam rising from the bathroom sink. Not until it fogged her mirror. Her eyes widened in shock and fright. When Angel's energy rubbed the mirror, note spelled out on the steam-covered mirror. In shock, Melissa coughed on the leftover toothpaste in her mouth and spat what was left. When she glanced back at the mirror, the message in steam had disappeared. She gulped with shaking nerves.
Creepy, she whispered.
Melissa cleaned out her mouth and then left the bathroom. As she walked out, Angel showed up in front of the sink, staring after her. His dirty blonde hair was tangled, and the dirty face blended with his dark hazel eyes. His eyes filled with pleading panic. Give, he whispered hotly. Melissa stopped, thinking she heard something. She turned to him, and after seeing Angel, she screamed. Melissa ran from him to her bedroom. Chapter 3, Communicating is Key.
Melissa?
Kyler called, knocking on Melissa's door.
Are you all right? I thought I heard a scream.
It took a few moments before she said anything to her.
Come in,
she whispered. Kyler didn't hear it very well, but she figured that's what Melissa said. She sat on the bed next to her.
What happened? I saw something. It scared me.
She glanced at Kyler.
I don't understand. How did he appear like that?
She said shakily.
Who, Mel? Who are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know his name. I didn't ask. He scared me.
What did he look like?
It confused the nanny of what Melissa talked about. She tried to understand as best as she could.
Tall, dirty, panicked, scary,
she whispered. She shook her head.
I wish Mom were here. I know, Kyler.
Sorry.
I know,
Kyler sighed.
But don't worry. I'm sure she's watching us, guiding us. She's not guiding us. She's gone. Mom left last night.
What are you talking about?
Kyler asked, narrowing her brows. She gave Melissa a daft look.
I saw her, Kyler. She made me promise to tell you and Miles to look out for each other, and she loves you. She made me promise to tell Dad.
Melissa stopped to rub her forehead. A headache formed there.
Tell him what? That it's time for me to see Mama. Mom said I have dyslexia.
Kyler sighed and hugged her close.
I do remember you used to ask for help on certain subjects. Why'd you stop, Mel? I thought I could try on my own.
She cuddled close to her nanny.
I'm sorry.
Did you really see your mom?
Yeah. And tonight I saw someone else. I don't know why.
Well, you saw Morin as a ghost. Maybe he's a ghost, too.
A ghost? That would explain why Paige and Piper kept giggling at the walls. We couldn't see her.
She pulled away to stare at Kyler.
Wait, you believe me? Really? Of course, Melissa.
You rarely lie.
Why would you start now?
Kyler smiled faintly before Melissa hugged her tight.
Thanks, Kyler. Everyone else was saying they don't exist.
I think they do.
Otherwise, haunted houses wouldn't have started so many years ago.
While Melissa agreed, she giggled.
So you say your mom is gone now. How do you figure that? I haven't seen her since last night. And she saw something. Something I couldn't see.
Kyler hummed as she thought.
I guess. Could it have been that light everyone talks about?
They both shrugged.
Maybe only ghosts can see it. It does help them cross over to a better place. I did notice she looked happy when she saw it.
Her nanny smiled at her.
I sometimes forget how bright you are.
Melissa groaned.
I wish my grades proved it.
Her nanny observed her.
Just remember, Mel, you can ask me, Miles, and your dad for any sort of help.
She said, hugging her once more.
Did you change and put on a new thing?
Melissa nodded.
Good. I'll see you tomorrow. Kay, love you.
I love you too,
Kyler said with a smile. She turned the lamp on before the room light off.
Sweet dreams, Mel.
Melissa slept peacefully that night, despite the ghostly scare. While she walked to school the next morning, she noticed there were more people than usual. Melissa then realized that if she saw her mom and a man in their past life forms, then there must be more ghosts. Whoops, lost my place. No way could it be two for her entire lifetime.
Weird. They're all ghosts?
She whispered.
Why didn't I see them yesterday morning?
She watched the ghosts talk or yell at the living people. Melissa shook her head at the weird sight. Remembering what happened the previous night, her shaking nerves about ghosts came back. She gulped and hastened her steps. Melissa wanted to get to school more than anything at that moment. She didn't like seeing them. When she arrived, her eyes grew as big as saucers. There had to be at least 6 ghosts. Some of them played with younger living kids. It surprised her that the kids could see them. And that is actually where I'm going to stop. Question is, do I have enough time? Ooh, snappy doodles. No, I don't. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and bid you all adieu. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rescue Rabbit saying goodbye with Ghosts in the House by Alison Krauss. Ooh, that goes well. Bye, everyone.
I don't